Culture isn't a vibe. It's a living system that must be cultivated. I tell you the truth, culture is not a buzzword. It's not an extracurricular activity or a special occasion, nor is it a photo op at the company retreat. Culture is a living, breathing system. It's an agricultural framework shaped by what you plant, permit, and promote. It holds the power to elevate your organization to greatness or dismantle it from the inside out. And too often, it's doing the latter while leaders look the other way. People are showing up, yes, but let's not confuse presence with engagement. They're sitting in meetings, checking boxes, while their spirit is slowly leaking out the side door. They're suppressing truth just to keep the peace, silencing their voice to keep their job, smiling through tension while carrying trauma in their chest. And I've watched it unfold. I've watched toxicity masquerade as tradition. I've watched a false sense of peace replace real resolution. I've seen bold thinkers shrink, truth tellers get labeled as problems, and entire teams quietly fracture under the weight of avoidance. I didn't come to commiserate. I came to expose the real problem. I came to offer a code. The culture code is not just another framework you'll forget after training. It's a healing system designed to disrupt dysfunction, illuminate what's hidden, and rebuild trust from the inside out. I don't write about culture from a cozy corner office. I write from the trenches, from boardrooms where I stood firm, break rooms where I listened, and battlegrounds where I advocated for change. I've seen what happens when leadership forgets how to serve, and I've also witnessed the power of restoring order through honor. Call to culture work. Let's be clear. I didn't choose this work. This work chose me. I wasn't sent by HR. I wasn't dispatched by a corporate trend. I was assigned by heaven. This work didn't start with a certification. It started with a call. A call to show up with discernment, not just data. A call to speak truth, even if my voice trembled. A call to stand in hostile rooms with grace, not resentment. A call to serve, even when I was treated like I didn't belong. I've been mistreated, misunderstood, and mislabeled, but never misaligned. Because when God sends you, man's opinion can't override your mission. This work isn't just about workplace culture. It's about kingdom posture. It's about remembering who you are before you serve, holding that identity while you serve, and understanding that every act of service is unto God, not just the org chart. Environments don't lie. Every workplace has an environment, even the ones that pretend they don't. And let me say this with clarity. You may not be the CEO, but you are always the host of your presence. And the host always sets the tone. If dysfunction is growing, something is feeding it. If excellence is thriving, someone is cultivating it. Whether it's bullying being tolerated, gossip being normalized, or favoritism disguised as leadership, none of that is accidental. It's environmental. Here's the truth I've lived and led. You can't change what you tolerate. You can't shift what you ignore. And you definitely can't heal what you won't diagnose. That's why this book isn't just a manual. It's a mirror to show you the culture you've created, intentionally or not. And a tool to help you realign it with integrity, clarity, and truth. Because culture is math, and when you change the equation, you change the outcome. Let's break it down. Behavior times belief equals norm. What people do multiplied by what they believe is acceptable becomes your culture's default setting. Service plus trust equals loyalty. When you serve consistently and build trust, you create belonging and retention. Words plus safety equals behavior. People act differently when their words are received without fear. Culture equals conditions plus consistency. Your atmosphere and what you consistently reinforce, that's the real culture. These aren't buzzwords, they're blueprints. They decode what's being allowed, repeated, and rewarded. They help you gain authority over what you're building and remind you that healing doesn't just happen. It must be hosted. This book is for you if you're a leader who feels like you're holding your team together with duct tape and a prayer. You're doing your best to keep people motivated, but the spark is gone and every win feels like a loss. You're a founder who started with passion and purpose, but now your vision is drowning in logistics, meetings, and the weight of growth. The people problems feel bigger than your dream, and you're wondering if it's even worth it. You're the culture champion, the one who keeps reminding folks what we said we believe in. But lately, you felt alone in the fight. The meetings drain you. The silence grates on your spirit. The excuses are louder than the effort. And yet, you still believe. You still believe culture can be healed. You still believe people deserve better. You still believe honor, accountability, and trust can lead the way. You've lost some fire, but not your faith. If that's you, this book isn't just your guide, it's your armor. Because let's tell the truth. We live in a world where clout is louder than character, where shade gets more likes than integrity, where exploitation gets called entrepreneurship. But you remember a time when people were led by values, not vibes. You remember when we honored elders, respected boundaries, kept confidences, and told the truth, even when it was hard. You remember when culture wasn't curated for social media, but cultivated through service. If that's still your heartbeat, then welcome home. Let's be clear. This is not a sanitized HR manual dressed up with buzzwords. This is not a feel-good manifesto that avoids hard conversations. This is an assignment dressed in strategic execution. It speaks the language of the marketplace, but carries the authority of heaven. It holds formulas and frameworks, but it also holds fire and revelation. It's surgical and spiritual, practical and prophetic, rooted in research and dripping with discernment. Because fixing culture takes more than another initiative. It takes spiritual intelligence, emotional intelligence, and strategic accountability. And that's exactly what the Culture Code delivers. What you'll find inside these pages, you'll walk away with a diagnostic lens to see what's truly broken, not just what's visible. A design process to build healthier environments where people can breathe, belong, and bloom. A delivery framework to implement change that actually lasts, not just until the next crisis hits. But even more than that, you'll find a return to honor, a bold call to boundaries, a reclaiming of real relationships and real leadership, not the performative kind, but the rooted kind. Because culture isn't what you say, it's what you tolerate, what you model, and what you multiply. And let's address the spirit in the room. This book was written for the marketplace. But if you lean in closely, you'll feel the spirit beneath every strategy. Not loud, not preachy, but present. Very present. You won't see a scripture at the top of every chapter, but you'll recognize kingdom principles in action. Because this is what heaven looks like when heaven meets human systems. When you posture your heart in servanthood, God qualifies you for promotion, not people. And when you create space for others to thrive, you're doing more than business. You're doing ministry. So let's get to work. Let's diagnose the dysfunction with clarity and courage. Let's design environments where people can grow, not just grind. Let's deliver healing where harm has lingered far too long. You are not powerless. You are the host of your environment, and what you allow will increase. So let's allow excellence. Let's increase trust. Let's protect purpose. Let's make it holy. Let's begin.